This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. In a meeting Monday, President Vladimir Putin told Turkey's Tayyip Erdogan that Russia is open to discussions about the Black Sea grain deal, an agreement that helped Ukraine's grain to market and ease a global food crisis. The two are meeting in Sochi. Meanwhile, in Ukraine on Monday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he has decided to replace the Minister of Defense, saying he believes that the ministry needs new approaches. He has appointed Rustam Umerov to replace him. General Brice Oligui-Nguema, who led the coup last week that toppled Gabon's 55-year-old dynasty, took the oath of office as interim president on Monday, promising to hold free and transparent elections after an unspecified period. Eloguan, head of the elite Republican Guard, led officers in a coup on Wednesday against President Ali Bongo, scion of a family that has ruled since 1967. Southeast Asian leaders gathering for their final summit of the year, besieged by divisive issues with no solutions in sight. Myanmar, the South China Sea disputes, the U.S.-China rivalry. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations meetings opens Tuesday in Jakarta. President Joe Biden's absence adds to an already somber backdrop. Former Foreign Minister of Indonesia, Marty Natagawa, says this.
The absence of the U.S. president, while it is disappointing and symbolically significant, is for me is the least of the worry. Because what's more worrisome, actually, is the more fundamental structural tendency for ASEAN to become less and less prominent.
This is VOA News. The first African climate summit is opening with heads of state and others asserting a stronger voice on the global issue. Addressing the conference on Monday, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry says a carbon market is needed more than ever.
And to meet the Paris goal of keeping 1.5 degrees Celsius alive as a limit in the warming of the planet, I believe and others believe we need the carbon market more than ever. So I am really excited to see the enthusiasm that William was just talking about being shown in Africa for a carbon trading mechanism.
Climate change affects the continent of 1.3 billion people the most, even though they contribute to it the least. Two people died, one missing Monday after heavy rains lashed Spain, triggering flash floods that forced closure of Madrid metro lines and high-speed rail links. The weekend storm affected almost the whole country. Pope Francis on Monday wrapped up a historic five-day trip to Mongolia, which has been marked by overtures made by the pontiff to the country's southern neighbor, China. As we hear now from Reuters' Gabe Singer, the pontiff said, "And I ask Chinese Catholics to be good Christians and good citizens."
The plea for China's Catholics to be, quote, good Christians and good citizens is one the Vatican uses frequently in trying to convince communist governments that giving Catholics more freedom would only help their country's social and economic progression. China's constitution guarantees religious freedom, but in recent years, the government has tightened restrictions on religion as it moves to root out foreign influences and enforce obedience to the Chinese Communist Party. In December, the United States designated China, Iran, and Russia, among others, as countries of particular concern under the Religious Freedoms Act over severe violations.
That is Reuters reporter Gabe Singer. And finally, the bass guitar being played by Paul McCartney on this song has been missing since 1969 when it was last seen in London. Now a guitar expert and two journalists have launched a global hunt for it. The three lifelong Beatles fans are searching for McCartney's original left-handed bass, which he played throughout the 1960s, including at Hamburg's Top Ten Club, at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, and on early Beatles recordings. They have created for the endeavor a website called thelostbass.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.